You're listening to highlights from OTB AM, Off the Ball's new daily breakfast show. It's live every weekday morning from 7:45. Watch us on Facebook, YouTube or Twitter, or listen live at offtheball.com.
Right, add Off the Ball on Twitter for your comments or facebook.com/offtheball. Now, Leighton Glynn is on the line after a big, big win for Rathnew in Aughrim yesterday against St Vincent's. Leighton, how are you doing?
I'm good, very good, thanks.
It turns out you guys were actually pretty confident to have beaten Vincent's the whole way along.
Yeah, we were confident, quietly confident within the group, you know. I suppose no one else would have really given us a chance, which is fair enough. But look, just within the group, you have to have a bit of belief, and we carried that into it, and I think it's what got us through in the end, you know.
I saw a quote from you where you said that with the benefit of most of these games being on Air Sport now, you actually get the chance to see Vincent's progress through the Dublin Championship, and I hadn't really thought about that. So you had like a fair amount of intel on them heading into it, but mostly what you'd seen was a lot of teams just standing off Vincent's and letting them play.
Yeah, being very defensive and kind of conceding kickouts and this kind of thing. And look, we've never played a defensive game, or we've never played, like, never double marked anyone or played sweeper. So to try get that together in 2 weeks would have been crazy for ourselves. And we watched Jude's and we got to see the final against Ballymun. So all along, we just wanted to push up and put as much pressure on kickouts and maybe play the game and in their half, if you like, and kind of really put pressure on them and then see where we were with about 10 or 15 minutes to go. And it's kind of one of them games where everything goes to plan, and it worked out great for us, you know.
Leighton, it's the second time this year that Deirmer Connolly has been successfully put on a leash. The other time was obviously against Slot Neil, and that time, of course, they lost as well. What was your plan for Connolly yesterday?
We didn't, to be honest with you, we didn't have a real plan on just Dermot, you know. It was, if he was full forward, he was marking Damien. If he was centre forward, he was marking Ross. We weren't going to put a certain individual on him, and it ended out that he was marking Damien Power, and Power just done a great job on him. He, you know, Power's a lot of experience. He's played into county football, fullback for Wicklow for under Miko's years and Harry's, and Power just stuck with him, and when Dermot went out the field, it kind of suited us, because you'd rather him out around the middle trying to pull the strings than in front of our goal. And he didn't get it all his own way with Power. Power really stuck to him. And, you know, once he was cancelled out, it kind of took a bit away from Vincent's. The full forward line weren't getting on enough ball, and we were happy that he was out the field rather than in front of the goal.
With about 15 minutes left to go, Mossy Quinn scores a goal and puts Vincent's in front, and that flashes around the country and everybody goes, all right, they weren't having it all their own way there, but they've finally got the upper hand and the inevitable is going to happen. What was the message on the pitch from you guys to each other, and what was the sense when that happened?
Yeah, we didn't panic. It was a very good goal. They worked it well and they get in, but when they got the goal, I think it only put them a point or two up, so there was plenty of time left, and I don't think they scored then after that for the next 15 or 20 minutes. So we didn't panic, because we were probably on the front foot. We had a lot of ball. We were in possession, and I think once they got the goal then, I think we kicked the score and we got our own goal. So there was no panic or nothing going around the pitch saying we need to change anything. Just happened, staff drifted in, and we kicked in a long high ball, which we hadn't seen in the two games we watched. No one kicked high ball in and tried to trouble their full back line. It went in and staff grabbed it and he buried it, and it was great, you know. It put us straight back on the front foot, and I think their heads dropped in, you know.
We've flashed up a graphic there that you've got 20 county titles with Rathnew. It's like an 11-9 split football to hurling, but I guess everybody would kind of know you guys more as a football team, because all the way back to 2001 you knocked off Nafina, and that was a very storied Nafina team as well, of all the superstar talent that they had. So you guys have done this before, you've been on this journey before.
Yeah, we've decent record against Dublin teams in Leinster, I suppose, that Nafina team, and we beat a very good UCD team back around in 2002 in a quarterfinal Leinster as well. So we've been on this road, and you know, four or five of us are still knocking around that were on that panel back then when we won Leinster. But we've a good group of early 20s and mid 20s that are they're kind of backboning it with us, you know. And it was great for them. It was probably the biggest game they've ever played for the club was yesterday, and to win it was special for them as well, you know.
Yeah, and look, I mean, we talk about Fortress Aughrim, And actually, it's events like this that kind of give it its legacy and tradition and name.
Yeah, definitely. It's not, I suppose, there's a new stand there now, and there's a top of the range pitch and that kind of thing. So it's not a place now that's, you know, you're coming down with an old barn of a stand or anything, and it might be intimidating. You know, there's great facilities, but so in the back of teams' minds, maybe, you know, it's a bit of a journey down and a little bit in the country, and you know, I don't know, Wicklow teams or even the county team might play on that a bit. But I think, to be honest, without sounding cocky or paying any disrespect to Vincent, I don't matter what pitch it was on yesterday. I think we wanted a little bit more, and you know, we had the players to get over the line. It wouldn't have mattered what pitch it was on, to be honest.
Do you think the dominance of Dublin football over the rest of Leinster on an inter-county level as well as a club level has been overblown in the last couple of years, Leighton?
I know, look, Dublin county team are, like, you know, they're worth full worth their money, and you know, they have been dominant, and they've shown that club football is different. You know, you can guess there's something special about club football. You know, it's deep rooted, your family and friends, you'll really go to the well if you have to and give it everything, and on any given day a club team has a chance from any county, and I think that's been proven to see results like this every so often. You know, like, you can take down a joint, if you like, a minnow can take down a joint, and that's what's so special about it, you know.
One last question. Obviously, you pull off a huge victory like this and everybody goes and has a great time, but when you do pull off a huge victory like this, it means anything now is possible all the way up to St. Patrick's Day. And I'm not asking you to get ahead of yourself, but at some point you must have been one of the senior players in the dressing room going, right, lads, this is great, but, you know, don't make this be the only thing that happens for this team now this year.
Yeah, 100%. You're bang on. There's a lot of people, you know, excited, and we're in the dressing room and people are in around the thing. And, you know, to try kind of put a dampener on not a dampener, but to kind of keep level heads was difficult. But when things died down and we got together with the management and the players, it was like, look, we need to go on now and try to get to this final and put ourselves in a position to win the final. So we've two games, we've Moorfield next, which will be a big ask, just as tough as yesterday. And then another one, please God. And then we'll worry about Leinster first before we're thinking about Paddy's Day, to be honest.
Well, listen, enjoy it. Best of luck against Moorfield as well. Thanks a million, Leighton. Congratulations.
Great. All the best. Thank you.
Leighton Glynn there, veteran of the team, all the way back to the team that won in 2001 against Nafina as well. So it is some story. And notwithstanding the fact the pitch is now immaculate and it's not a barn anymore. It's still Fortress Ockram.
It's unbelievable, especially when you look at the abundance of talent that Ballymun had, and they couldn't get anywhere close to breaking Vincent's down. And again, as you mentioned there, the circumstances after Mossy's goal yesterday and stuff, all the different circumstances surrounding that, it just counts for an unbelievable win. But clearly, by the sounds of things, this isn't the end of this team for this season.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, you know, I'm sure the Moorfield lads are going, that's great, they knocked out Vincent's. But anyway, we'll come back to that in a couple of weeks' time whenever that match happens. We'll obviously be previewing all the stuff next week. Shane Stapleton is out doing press today for Cool It. He loves the media, does our Shane.
You've been listening to a highlights podcast from OTBAM. If you want to watch us live, we're on Facebook, Twitter and YouTube every morning from 7:45 a.m.